With what you need to know in the news on Thursday, April 21st, 2022, I'm Vin Abneau. New federal hate crime charges have been brought against a Manchester man who went on an anti-Semitic crime spree in Lakewood and Jackson earlier this month. From carjackings, hit and runs, and stabbing an Orthodox Jewish man in the chest, 27-year-old Dion Marsh is facing a long list of charges. He reportedly told relatives that Jews are the real devils, and his crime spree was going to be a bloodbath. More than 2 years after the pandemic began, some New Jersey residents who lost their jobs are still having problems getting their unemployment benefits. One Ocean County lawmaker who is outraged is now pushing a new plan to speed things up.
Assemblyman Ron Dancer has introduced a measure that would require the Jersey Labor Department to maintain an unemployment insurance telephone hotline between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m., where all calls would have to be answered within 30 minutes by a live representative.
These representatives must meet minimal training requirements. They must be able to answer the questions, solve the problems. Enough is enough.
Hardworking Jersey residents can't get their money, says Dancer. We need to make immediate, drastic changes at the Department of Labor. I'm David Matthau.
Tax filing day has come and gone, of course, though if you're eligible for child tax credits or earned income tax credits but neglected to claim them, you can file a late or amended return and still receive that money. Renee Kodiabis of New Jersey Citizen Action says low-income families who don't typically file a return could still benefit.
Many New Jersey families have still not claimed these tax credits that could mean thousands of dollars to help them not only to survive in our high-cost state, but thrive.
So far for 2021, more than 428,000 New Jersey earned income tax credit claims have been paid, totaling more than $330 million. If you bought your fridge at Best Buy, Home Depot, or Lowe's, it may have been recalled. Handles on six models of GE stainless steel refrigerators with a bottom freezer have had problems with the door handles falling off. It could pose a fall risk for owners. The GE website is offering a fix. Six New Jersey counties got failing grades for ground-level ozone pollution, or smog, in the latest State of the Air report from the American Lung Association. But on the other hand, there was one county that received a mark higher than any other in the Garden State and any other in the Garden State that they've offered before in this particular category.
And with thoughts of summer starting to occupy the minds of people across the Garden State this spring, beachgoers along the northern end of the Jersey Shore may be pleased to hear, according to the American Lung Association's Michael Seelback, that that was Monmouth County.
For the first time ever, we saw a county in New Jersey getting an A grade. They had no elevated days of ozone for the three-year period that we look at.
Unfortunately, six counties received a failing grade for ground-level ozone pollution, or smog. Bergen, Camden, Hudson, Mercer, Middlesex, and Ocean. In Trenton, I'm Patrick Lavery.
Archaeological students at Brookdale Community College in Lincroft, Monmouth County, are being offered the unique opportunity to enroll in a summer dig. Professor Matt Kalos says the course is offered 3 days a week from May 16th to the 27th at the historical Cornelius Lau House in Piscataway. He says digs are normally associated
with four-year universities or professional companies that do archaeology, and to have it offered at the community college level is really exciting for our students and for people in the region.
Students will have an opportunity to learn about New Jersey history while getting their hands dirty, searching for artifacts and exploring the 18th century. Just when you thought they were going down, gas prices are going back up again. For the second day in a row Wednesday, gas prices moved higher in New Jersey. The statewide average is $4.07 a gallon, now more than a week ago. Higher demand and higher oil prices have reversed a weeks-long trend of lower pump prices. Every county in New Jersey is now averaging back above $4 a gallon. I'm Vin Abneau on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great Thursday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.